This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we'd like to welcome everybody to Saturday night high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. We're at Fort Laramie for the second time today. Fort Laramie against the Versailles boys tonight, upcoming in about 15 minutes. Earlier this afternoon, Fort Laramie defeated the Versailles girls, pulling away in the second half to take the victory comfortably. The two boys teams go at it tonight. In the last 10 years, Versailles has won 7 of those 10 meetings against Fort Laramie. Last year, Versailles won 57-46 in a game played in the old Versailles High School gym. 2 years ago, Fort Laramie was victorious by a score of 40-31.
And before that, there was a whole string of arms that made it so it was tough for Laramie to win a game.
Good point, Chuck. Chuck McBee alongside. He's referring to the years of 2016-17, 2015-16, 14-15. Got to go all the way back to Even 13, 14, and 12, 13 when Versailles reeled off five in a row.
Right.
They had extremely talented clubs. Last year, Versailles, very good, lost just a couple all year long. Dropped a game, I think it was in the district. Georgetown beat
yes.
Versailles in the district in a game played down in Cincinnati. Fort Loramie trying to overcome injury. Isaac Ratterman, we understand, will continue to play basketball with an injured knee. It is situated such, Chuck, with braces and tape that conceivably it can't be damaged anymore. Aiden Worman,
right,
coming off an ankle injury, has saw some action in the most recent game for Fort Loramie. So the Redskins may not very well be at full strength and playing their best basketball until, who knows, early January, maybe even early February.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get those two back. Worman is a key. He's a good shooter, plays good defense. And Ratterman, 6'3", just a monster on the boards.
Yep.
And
hey,
just having both those kids come back at 80%, you're better off.
Caleb Maurer, averaging 19 points a game for Fort Loramie. Connor Stonebreaker, 26 a game for Versailles. It could be the Maurer Stonebreaker show here tonight at the Fort Loramie gym.
Well, Stonebreaker's got 7 inches on him. He'll score more. You look at Caleb, he's shooting 45% on threes. He's shooting 51% total on the team, on the season. He averages 19 points a game and 5.3 rebounds. Both of those lead the team. That's a pretty good start for the young man.
And the 6'7 Stonebreaker, 63.5% from the floor on the year. Not quite 60% from the free throw line.
Right.
Moral of that story is use up your fouls and foul him if he's going to go to the rim and make a slam dunk or a layup.
Well, if you're getting later into the game, absolutely.
Right, right. JV game winding down here at the Fort Loramie gym. It's a cliffhanger. Fort Loramie leads Versailles by a score of 33-30. We're on the air tonight. Varsity Tilt coming up in just several minutes. It's Fort Loramie against Versailles. As we mentioned, Fort Loramie 3-1 on the young season. Versailles 3-2. Versailles Tigers dropped a tough one last night to Fort Recovery by a final score of 50-48 after having a double-digit lead late in the third quarter and once again early in the fourth. We're going to return in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back shortly here at the Fort Loramie gym, and we'll have a conversation with Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Has a service available in Versailles as well. We'll talk to Jim in several minutes about what he can do for the backs of Jack and Chuck. Fort Loramie Versailles High School basketball tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. ES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Yep, the buzzer sounds as we return to the Fort Loramie gym, and the junior varsity tilt is over. Fort Loramie survives Beach Versailles by a final score of 36-33. And upcoming shortly, it's the varsity tilt between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Versailles Tigers. Versailles coached by Travis Swank. He is in year number seven. Corey Britton's ninth year at Fort Loramie. He was hired back in 2014. He had coached girls basketball at Riverside following a couple years as boys head coach at Reidsville Eastern. And as I look back over Fort Loramie's records during the tenure of Corey Britton, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight sectional championships, 4 straight district championships. The last couple years, Fort Loramie's been beaten in sectional finals to Botkins and Jackson Center. No shame in that. You heard in our pregame open that leads us into the broadcast highlights of the tail end of that sectional game a year ago when Jackson Center nipped Fort Loramie at the very end. Caleb Maurer made a shot with a few seconds to go to put Fort Loramie on top. Camden Reese came right back and scored just before the buzzer to win it for Jackson Center.
Yep.
So it's been a very successful coaching tenure for Corey Britton here at Fort Loramie. Travis Swank, you may recall, played high school basketball at Franklin Monroe, went on to Wittenberg. He was promoted to head coach at Versailles in 2006, has coached in the program, he was promoted to head coach in 2016. He's been in the program coaching basketball at Versailles since 2008. He was the JV coach from 2010 to 16. And in 2016, he succeeded Scott McElnatty, who had coached 10 years at Versailles and posted 156 wins. Versailles Tigers are out on the floor warming up at the moment. Chuck, we're going to bring in Jim Spitzer. Who's the man at Pinnacle Sports Therapy and at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation? Formal titles of the two offices that Jim coordinates, Pinnacle Sports Therapy at Fort Loramie and Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation. Jim, take a moment, let everybody know the exact physical locations of those two offices and phone numbers, how individuals might get in touch with you.
Thanks for letting me be here, Jack.
Sure.
My office is located on 700 East Park. It's in with Karen and Jim Portman, the primary eye care. I'm on the east side of the building. The phone number there is 937-419-1491.
That's East Park in Fort Loramie.
East Park, right across the catty corner to the school here.
That's where Pinnacle Sports Therapy is located.
Yep.
And days, hours of service?
I'm kind of by appointment, so just call, and if I'm not there, I'll leave a message. I'll call you back and schedule something with you. And at Versailles, for anybody who has any age, I'm at the old locker plant building. But I think most people know that by now, but sometimes I'm surprised.
Versailles Physical Therapy and
yep.
Sports Rehabilitation.
It's across from Creekside.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take just a moment and tell our listeners just exactly what you do professionally, what your service provides, and the kinds of ailments, the range of inflictions that people have when they come in to see you.
Well, it can be quite the wide range. Shoulders, people after rotator cuff surgeries, I have a lot of those right now. Back issues, neck issues, knee surgery like ACLs, meniscus tears, ankle sprains, kind of the whole gamut.
So do you have a special routine for each of those kinds of injuries, or is it individualized based more specifically on the nature of just what took place in the knee or the joint in that person's body?
Yeah, usually what happens, almost always, what happens, someone comes in, the first time you'll evaluate them and come up with a treatment plan specific to that person. Sometimes after a surgery, there's like kind of a formal plan called a protocol that you would somewhat follow as they go along the recovery process, but it's individualized in nature.
I like to hear that word, individualized. That should ring true with our audience. Talk about the nature of injuries here more recently. In the 2021-22 calendar years since the coronavirus, what have you been dealing with most of all?
Well, I don't know. I never really thought about that before. I don't know that the coronavirus has had much of a impact.
Okay.
The first year, of course, they canceled a lot of the sports, so that greatly impacted the business. But now I would say pretty much everything's back to normal. For whatever reason, right now I have a lot of rotator cuff injuries and post-surgicals that I'm seeing. So I don't know. It can really vary a lot. I don't know if it's something that's time of season or whatever. It's all over the board, honestly.
Hey, you are a great fit for scoresbroadcast.com, for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee specifically, for every single joint in our body. And what can you do for us?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is not to sit on these hard bleachers.
It was about 40.
Yeah, you guys could afford some chairs here, not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could also afford the loss of maybe 40 or 50 pounds.
Yeah. And if I could have a fountain of youth, I would suggest that.
Okay.
Some sparkling fountain of youth water.
That brings me to the question of diet. What do you suggest specifically for some of your patients? Is there a regimen that you follow with certain people?
Well, that is not my expertise, so to speak. I'm more associated with exercise. Of course, I do know a little bit about diet, but I don't usually advise people on that, other than what type of cookies are best to eat at Christmas.
I'm sure you see a lot of lower back and neck issues in your two offices.
All the time, yep. That's very, very common. Of course, like I was saying earlier, sometimes it seems like when it rains, it pours. You get like one back injury or surgery, and then you get five more. And then no necks at all for 3 weeks, and then it flip-flops. So it's just whatever the flavor of the month is, I guess.
Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, and Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles, our guest before tonight's game between the Fort Loramie boys and Versailles. One more last comment. What advice would you give to a middle-aged, 40, 50-year-old person about what steps they should follow day in, day out to keep their body in as good a shape as possible? What kind of exercise routine, for example? That's got to be a part of the program for sure.
Right. I guess pretty much what I would tell somebody is that you have to have a little bit of self-discipline. And you can kind of pick any exercise routine you want. If it's weightlifting, running, cycling, swimming, it's all good. At this stage of life, we don't always get hours to devote to exercise like we probably, we'd like to. So take it where you can get it, I would say, and just develop a little bit of a habit or a routine, and you just got to stick to it even when you don't want to. Those are usually the best times that you didn't want to go out and exercise or run, and you went out anyway. Those are the times you get the biggest reward.
The very important words I heard in that comment were self-discipline, habit, and routine.
Self-discipline for sure,
Yep. You've got to make it a steady part of your life. That's all there is to it.
And it affects every part of your life, not just exercise and health.
Well said. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, and Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation. Thanks so much for joining us here before tonight's Fort Loramie Versailles boys basketball game.
Right. I don't know who I should root for. I'm going to win either way.
Good point. You're located in both communities. One reason why we had you on tonight.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jim Spitzer.
Thanks.
Like to let our listeners know that we're on the air tonight thanks to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. We'll return with more from the Fort Loramie High School gym in a moment. Redskins and the Tigers, boys action tonight upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And we welcome you back here to the Fort Loramie High School gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A little slow in getting to the start of our varsity tilt tonight because the last couple minutes of the JV game were drawn out as Fort Loramie hung on to a victory over the Versailles Tigers in our preliminary game. This afternoon, the Versailles girls were beaten by the Fort Loramie Varsity Girls Club as the Redskins pulled away late. The final score of that girls game this afternoon, Chuck, was
61-38.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know. 23-point difference?
61-33.
33. I had a second guessed it in my mind. I thought it was a 28-point game in the end, 61-33. Really difficult to project how this game might wind up. Both clubs kind of feeling their way. Versailles hit hard by graduation a year ago. A team that lost just a couple of games under head coach Travis Swank. Corey Britton's team hit hard by football injury. Both clubs have got a stellar player. Caleb Maurer, nearly 20 points a game for Fort Loramie. Connor Stonebreaker, 6'7", averaging 26 for Versailles. Do you double those two young men often in this game tonight? You double team them and free up other shooters?
Well, I don't know. It's a totally different matchup situation. You got the 6'8 Stonebreaker inside, and that's a matchup where I think you have to front him and you have to have help behind so they can't lob over top. On Maurer, I think you just got to try to play him straight up. But I'll tell you what I know about that kid. If you step out on him, he'll go around you. If you sag off, he'll shoot the three on you, and he shoots it very well.
You saw him firsthand against Jackson Center in the last 10 days. Fort Loramie got down to 15 in that game on the road at the Tigers gym. Jackson Center saddled Fort Loramie with a 50-42 setback. But Caleb Bauer was a kingpin for Fort Loramie on that night. How did the Tigers go about trying to defend him?
Well, they didn't defend him real well. I mean, he had a pretty decent night shooting the basketball. What you could tell was that it was Loramie's third game of the season.
Yep.
Because they still, a lot of them have their football legs. They were a little slower, a little plod. But they're going to be okay before this season's over.
Right. I think so, too. Agree with you wholeheartedly. Fort Loramie's beaten New Knoxville 66-42. Fort Recovery 60-47. And Fairlawn 51-13 here last night. The loss, as I said, to Jackson Center 50-42. Fort Recovery, a common opponent for the two clubs. Versailles lost to Fort Recovery. Real tough defeat suffered by the Tigers last night, 50-48. Fort Recovery came from behind to win it. Other Versailles games, victories over Greenview 50-37, Covington 64-50, Salina 66-39. A defeat was handed to Versailles by St. Henry in the MAC, 71-62. St. Henry, by the way, is Fort Loramie's opponent coming up on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's always fun. Is that over at St. Henry?
That's here.
Oh, it's here.
Yep.
Okay, because I love going there at that old gym, and you get up there, and all the stuff falls off the table because it's slanted funny, and I like going to that gym until I leave and I can't find my car.
I remember that episode. I love that game because I can refer to the Redskins
and not mess it up.
And never be wrong.
Absolutely.
We'll return in a couple of minutes. Starting lineups, opening tip. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins Versailles Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Number two. Introduction of the starting lineups upcoming for the Versailles Tigers. A.J. Griesdorn at a wing, a 6'2" junior. Also in the opening five, Drake Arns, A-H-R-E-N-S. He is a freshman 6-footer at a guard. Lucas Stammen, 5'10 senior at guard. Jace Watron, 5'11 sophomore. Connor Stonebreaker is a senior, 6'8" tall. That's the starting lineup for the Versailles Tigers. I tell you what, Chuck, Stonebreaker at 6'7 or 6'8 with the four other young men, none of whom is over 6 feet, makes Stonebreaker look like a giant.
I think it looks a lot like Lilliputians.
Four Stonebreaker and four wing players and or guards in the opening five for the Versailles Tigers. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, opening five, Caleb Maurer, 6'1 senior, 19 points a game, 45% three-point shooter, 51% overall, 5-plus rebounds a game, and he's had 13 assists, only 6 turnovers on the year as well. Ryan Holscher, 6'3 wing player, a senior in the opening five, 6 points a game. Ethan Kaiser, 5'11 senior, 10 points a game starts. Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman, the football receiving tandem on the front line here on the basketball floor. Eilerman, 6'4 senior, Ratterman, 6'3 senior, both at 3 points a game. Eilerman, 3 rebounds, Ratterman at 4.5. Over the course of the next few weeks, I think you'll see the scoring of Eilerman and Ratterman on the inside increase. Those two players have got to add points to support Maurer as the season grows.
I would think that if you could get 12 to 14 points out of both of them,
right,
and the same with rebounds, yeah, that would make them very effective.
Yeah, 12 or 14 combined.
Yes, yes. Well, if they were getting 14 apiece, they're going to be a pretty good team.
Oh, they would be a regional finalist. Opening tip to start the game, Logan Eilerman, Connor Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker wins it, swats it into the backcourt. Here come the Versailles Tigers. Greenies, Dorn, top of the circle. Ball thrown to Stonebreaker. He's outside the lane on the left. Hook shot, strong, no good. Weak side rebound down to Holscher for Fort Laramie. Versailles Tigers in the road, black, orange numbers, trimmed in white. Fort Laramie white from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in black, red and black piping at the bottom of the shorts. Ball thrown baseline left. It is fed on the play to Caleb Maurer. Maurer goes into the paint area and, like a pivot man, shoots and scores from eight feet away.
Did a nice job. They brought Eilerman up, which brought Stonebreaker up, and then they posted Caleb down there. They didn't have any help from the 6'8 kid.
Oh, Caleb Maurer is so versatile inside and out. Here's Versailles playing pitch and catch on the arc. Ball almost lost, but Jace Watron, he gets it back. Feeds Drake Arnes. Oh, what a nifty reverse layup by Arnes.
Is that of the Arnes family in Versailles?
They're related, yep.
Okay.
Well done to Drake. Went from the right corner beneath the backboard, came out on the other side, used the rim as a defender, and hooked it up and in. We're tied at 2. We played a minute 18. Fort Laramie with the ball on the arc. It's Logan Eilerman straight away to Kaiser. Caleb Maurer playing post at the foul line at the moment. Gives it up to Eilerman, deep right corner, back out to Caleb. He sizes up a 3. It is short, no good. Rebound volleyballed around into the hands of Jace Watron of Versailles. Game tied at 2. We played a minute 40. Drake Arnes at midcourt. This is a young Versailles team. 4 seniors on the roster. Only a couple play a lot. Stammen and Stonebreaker. Here's some high-low action. Ball lobbed by Watron. It's a misfire down inside for Stonebreaker. And it's not even close. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Stonebreaker couldn't get to the spot because Eilerman's got a body on him.
That's going to be a very interesting matchup. 2 players who are pretty dominant on the football field. And they certainly can be on the basketball floor. Eilerman will in time over the course of the season. That's for sure. Long 3-pointer, Fort Laramie from the corner, no good. Rebound Stonebreaker for Versailles. He feeds it up the floor to the corner. Then Stonebreaker gets it back in the post, and he makes a 4-foot turnaround. 4-2, Versailles in the lead. 5.5 left in the opening quarter. Fort Laramie has the ball in the arc. His Holscher, now Caleb Maurer. Maurer on the dribble with the left hand. Looks for a pick and roll chance. Nothing there. Kaiser deep in the left corner. Now it goes foul line left to Darren Eilerman. Darren gives it up 25 feet away. Now the ball fed top of the circle to Holscher. Now to Caleb Maurer. Into the lane to a teammate. Turnaround 8-footer. Darren Eilerman danced off the rim. No good. Oh, tough break for him. Rebound Versailles. Here come the Tigers. 4:51 left in a low-scoring opening quarter. It's been a case of ball control and offense. Very patient attacking by both teams. Good solid D. Nearly a walk on the play. Watrin, 25 feet out. Hits a teammate cutting into the paint area. Ducks under, fakes again, has the shot blocked once, twice. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Sprinting down the floor. Into the lane goes Ryan Holscher. And he's jammed, then throws it out back to Caleb Maurer, who fires a pass into the lane, picked off by Versailles.
Yeah, ill-advised pass.
Tigers have it, leading 4-2. 4 minutes played, opening quarter. High right with the ball. It is Trey Carnes. Hits the cutting Stonebreaker through the lane. He catches and kisses one in off the window. Good start for Stonebreaker on the interior. He's got four of Versailles' 6 points. He's averaging 26 a game on the year.
Well, that's why he shoots 62%, because he's shooting the ball from 2 feet.
Righto.
And that's it. That's because of his movement and getting the ball, getting himself positioned directly.
He's active. Yep. Very active for a big man. Fort Loramie possession. Top of the circle, Darren Eilerman. Ball fed to Kaiser, right corner. Versailles lead 6-2. Now short corner to Caleb Maurer. Defensively, Chuck, what's Versailles doing?
Well, they're playing a man, but they got Stonebreaker back there playing a little bit of zone, but he steps out when they throw the ball, so they're playing straight man.
But Stonebreaker's making sure the Redskins get nothing easy.
Ooh, I like what they did when they popped Eilerman up.
Uh-oh, long three ball, Holscher for Fort Loramie. He drains it from 24 feet. Big bucket by Holscher of the Redskins, 6-5. Here's Versailles at the timeline at Strake Arns. He's tied up momentarily, and then in his haste makes an errant pass out of bounds.
Well, sometimes when you have a freshman on the point, great things happen, and sometimes bad things happen.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. 6-5 Versailles. Little cat and mouse being played by both teams. Fort Loramie especially trying to figure out how to attack this Versailles defense patiently. Kaiser left available on the right flank. His line drive triple hits the flange. No good. Caroms down to Drake Arnes. Arnes up to Jace Watrin. Back to Arnes, back to Watrin. High arching three, right corner of the floor. It's in and out, no good. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer down the floor to Holscher. Get the elbow on the right. Slices into the lane. Thought he was fouled, no call. Perhaps a good no call. Loose ball rebound to the Tigers. Here goes A.J. Griesdorn. He took it 60 feet down the floor in the paint and missed it. A lot of white shirts around. Caleb Maurer goes the other way for Fort Loramie. He banks it in on the go. Does the goal count? Yep, it does. And a foul against Versailles. That's Caleb Maurer at his best. He is so fluid moving with the basketball.
Griesdorn could not get back up off the floor, and so it was 5-on-4, and Loramie did a good job of getting it down the floor.
7-6 Redskins have captured the lead with 5 straight points at the moment. Free throw Caleb Maurer up and in. 6 in a row by Fort Loramie, which leads 8-6. 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. In backcourt for Versailles, it's Drake Arnes. Crossover dribble, beats Kaiser into the lane. Hits a cutter coming in from the left wing. Layup is good. Joe Ruhenkamp in off the bench, a 6'4 senior. He whisked his way along the left baseline and got a good feed. Tied up at 8. Very well done play by Versailles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Minute 20 left here in the first quarter. Caleb Maurer left open. He chucks up a 3 straight away. Short, no good. Pulled the string on it just a little. Tigers snared the rebound. We're tied at 8. A minute 15 to go here in the first period of play. Ruhenkamp, far left wing on the bounce. Gives it off straight away. Handled there by Lucas Stammen. Now popping out to catch a Stonebreaker. 25 feet on the floor. Dishes to Stammen. Stammen enters the lane. Fall away 10-footer way off the mark. Isaac Ratterman now on the floor for Fort Loramie, which has the ball. Caleb Maurer on the bounce. Baseline left to Isaac. Isaac pivots. Throws straight away to Holscher. He lights it up from three-point territory. 11-8 Fort Loramie. 36 seconds to go here in the first. Nice release, good-looking shot for Holscher.
He is becoming a really good shooter for these Redskins.
Here is Drake Garnes, top of the circle, bounces to Jace Watrin. His straightaway three ball hits the rim, backboard comes off to Fort Loramie, which will play for one with 16 ticks left on the clock late in the first. Redskins up three. Pass right side. Goes to Kaiser, back out to Holscher, loops it for Kaiser, right corner, baseline right, Caleb Maurer, fadeaway shot from 10, hits the side of the board, it's Isaac Radiman scrambling for the loose ball as the quarter closes. Fort Loramie once down, 6-2, leads 11-8 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC. DIC Equal Housing Member, OsgoodBank.com. Fort Loramie possession. We start quarter number two. Redskins lead Versailles 11-8. Quickly into the half court is Caleb Maurer. His line drive three ball hits the rim, then goes way up in the air, nudges a cable above the backboard, comes down, goes in, but it was out of bounds.
Should have been worth four.
You couldn't shoot it that way.
You couldn't make it do that.
No. You could fire it up there 100 times. And on that instant, it did happen, but to that cable above the backboard is clearly out of bounds, and it was wiggling like crazy after the shot hit there after bounding off the rim. Versailles in the half court has the ball on the arc, and the person of Joe Ruhenkamp, whistle blows, foul away from the action against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it was Max Maurer picked up the foul.
Maxwell Maurer in the game, 6-foot sophomore. Turned out to be a mighty good wide receiver as a 10th grader on the gridiron for the Redskins. Stonebreaker's got the ball top of the key. And I tell you what, Chuck, the Tigers have 8 points. Stonebreaker only four so far.
Four.
So far, pretty good formula on defense being worked by Fort Loramie. Not so there. Heck of a drive of Drake Arnes, who shovels it in with the left. Good south ball move by Arnes. Took it right down the left side of the paint. Here's Fort Loramie leading 11-10 with possession. Baseline right, big Austin Plyman, 6'5 senior, is in. Has his 8-footer blocked away by Stonebreaker. Versailles back on the attack. 6:48 to go, first half. 11-10, Fort Loramie. Dribbling is Drake Arnes. Loops it left corner. Ball lobbed out back to A.J. Greystorn. Now some Tigers exchange positions on the floor. Here's another left-handed drive. Look at him go to work. Up and in. Beautifully done on the play by Drake Arnes. Two in a row. Fort Loramie down one. Arnes with a couple of very adept drives. Here's Plyman in the post. Going to work on Stonebreaker. Double team comes. Ball raked away by Versailles. Steal for the Tigers. Fort Loramie telegraphing passes last couple trips down to the big 6'5 Plyman on the interior. 1 point lead Versailles. Drake Arnes, top of the circle. On the bounce. Gives it up outside the arc in the right wing. Holding foul in the paint. Plyman on Stonebreaker. Tell you what, Chuck, Versailles showing me something. 12 points, 1 point lead, only two buckets for Stonebreaker.
Yeah, well, Arnes has six. He's had a nice start to the game.
This is a much more well-rounded team than you might think looking at the stat sheet. Versailles with possession, 30 feet away, Greasedorn. Hand off behind him to Drake Arnes. outside the arc, high left. Here's a long three by Stonebreaker. He hits the deck. Thought there was a foul. No call. Rebound Fort Laramie. Quickly up the floor to Kaiser. He resets, shoots, and swishes. Triple by Kaiser.
Yeah, Stonebreaker, you're not going to get that call.
So from 12-11 Versailles to 14-12 Fort Laramie.
Should have been an offensive flop.
Yes, yep. Sure could have in the college game.
Yeah, I don't know if you can have an offensive flop.
Outside the arc on the right, Lucas Stammen goes down inside to Stonebreaker, being bodied by Isaac Raderman. Stonebreaker falls away from 10. He's got it. Good-looking shot by Connor Stonebreaker.
Pretty darn strong right there.
14 all tie. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Caleb Maurer to midcourt. Gives it to Holscher. Tries to explode toward the right baseline. And he's given a knee by a defender. Common foul.
That's on RJ. He stuck a hand in and he took a knee to the head.
Only four fouls so far in this game. Two each way. It has been cleanly played. Once again, so many thanks to Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie and Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation. Oh, good give and go action. Kaiser to Maurer, slashing to the rim, down the left side of the lane. Caleb got down beyond the teeth of the Tigers' defense and laid it in off the window. Coming right back is Versailles. Baseline right, shot forced up by Joe Ruhenkamp. Short, rebound Fort Laramie. Here comes Caleb Maurer. Stop and go, holding foul out of the arc. Called against Lucas Stammen. Boy, that quick hesitation, shake and bake move by Caleb Maurer. He has really enhanced his mobility on the floor.
Just an outstanding athlete. That's what he is. He's an athlete.
Quarterback of the football team, and there was not a forward pass he did not like.
Well, should have been the homecoming king. Should have been the homecoming queen.
Redskins inbound. Ball thrown top of the circle to Darren Eilerman. On a weave to Holscher. Now Ethan Kaiser. 16-14 Fort Laramie. 4:20 left in the first half. Caleb Maurer's got it. He's at the elbow on the left. Looks for a back cutter. No one available. Now Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser looks to 9-year head coach Corey Britton for the play call. Put it in the hands of Caleb Maurer. 25 feet out. 15 feet away. Foul line J. Hit the rim. Bounced away. No good. Rebound Versailles. That's a shot that Caleb Maurer loves. He'll make it 60% of the time or better. 2-point lead Fort Laramie. 3 minutes and 47 seconds left to go here in the first half of this game. Here's Stonebreaker, 35 feet away, dashes toward the foul line, fades, misses off the ring. Loose ball rebound, Tigers below the rim. Who's got it? Jace Watron. Feeds a teammate in the left corner. 17-foot shot way short for the Tigers. It comes down to Fort Laramie. We're stuck at 16-14 with 3:22 left in the half. Long three by Kaiser, rimmed, no good. Rebound Holscher, baseline right, banks it in. 10-footer. 3:12 left here in the first half. 18-14 Fort Laramie. Long heave down the floor. Versailles picked off, intercepted. Here's Caleb Maurer darting up the floor. Feeds a teammate deep left corner. Long triple pumped up by Logan Eilerman. No good. Versailles Tigers off and running. And it's spoiled by Kaiser, who comes up from behind and knocks it out. Chuck McBee left us for just a second. Was there a technical issue? Oh, okay. Had a slight power issue on the laptop. We've got it plugged in, so we're firing up just fine. Timeout called on the floor. We'll keep it right here as I tell you all about one of our fine Fort Laramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt. 937-295-3971. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie has got savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971. He'll take care of you. That's the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Inbounding baseline right of the rim is Versailles, which has fallen behind before, 18-14, 2:53 left in the second period. Ball thrown outside the arc, handled by Griesdorn. He fights his way into the lane, misses a banker on the run. Loose ball rebound, Griesdorn's got it back. Handoff on the play to the long three-point shooter, clank off the rim, no good by Cody Groff, 6 foot junior who's in. And on the scrap for the board, Stonebreaker was clearly fouled in the act of shooting, and he's got two. Couple of free throws for Stonebreaker, Chuck.
He made the basket. They counted the basket.
They did. The scoreboard brings it up late, 18-16. Goal is good, and it's a three-point play for Stonebreaker, who's now got, what, nine?
Nine. Yep.
Nine for him, a Versailles 17. Nine for Stonebreaker. 18-17, Fort Loramie up one. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Kaiser. Flips it left side to Logan Eilerman. Baseline left to Isaac Raderman. Versailles reaches in, gets a finger or two on the ball, and it's splashed away. Tigers have got it. Turnover, Fort Loramie. Here's Arnes faking at the elbow on the right. Hands it off behind him. Then here's a fadeaway long deuce by Jace Watron from 17 feet. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor, Caleb Maurer. Sizes up a three ball, unguarded, and he buries it. 21-17, yeah. Redskins.
Well, that was deep, but he set his feet. He's going to make that, well, 45% of the time.
That's his record this year so far, shooting the three, 45%. That is really strong. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Twisting and turning in the lane is Griesdorn for Versailles. Missed it off the rim and hit the orange twice and came down into the lap of Logan Eilerman for the Redskins. Gives it up deep left corner to Kaiser. Into Caleb Maurer, cutting to the lane. Finds Holscher, baseline right. Shot blocked on the way by Versailles. Well done. Good block by the Tigers, who take it away. Stonebreaker had a mitt on it. So did Watron. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minute left, second quarter. Deep in the right corner, nearly a palming violation on Watron. He gives it up, gets it back, cutting to the rim, and lays it through. Good synergy displayed there by the Tigers. Fine teamwork. 52 seconds to go, first half. 21-19, Fort Loramie up two. Kaiser 30 feet out for the Redskins. Fort Loramie had the ball at the end of the first quarter, didn't convert. Have it now late in the second, up to 34, 33, 32 seconds left. Kaiser, Logan Eilerman on the arc. Back to Kaiser. Holscher had what he thought was a good look last trip down as the Redskins worked the ball around nicely, but out of nowhere came a Stonebreaker along with Watron to cram Holscher. And then Versailles got a two-pointer at the other end. And it's a two-point game, 21-19. 7-6-5. Holscher on the arc, over-guarding on Griesdorn. Common foul, only the fourth on the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good foul right there. He's getting ready to turn the corner, foul him, make him throw it back in with 4.4.
It has been a tight game so far. Versailles is at a 4-point lead or two. Fort Loramie's at a couple. Long inbounds throw to Logan Eilerman. Catches low in the left. Shot blocked by Stonebreaker. A second before the buzzer. Redskins had what they thought was a good play. It appeared to be executed. Fort Loramie had a man open, but Stonebreaker's size nullified the shot just before the end of the second quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Versailles 19 at the end of two. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Connor Stonebreaker for Versailles and Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. We're finding out here tonight, though, that these two clubs are much more well-rounded than those two, and the support for Stonebreaker, the support for Maurer may very well be the key building components which decide this game. Remember, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, which can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, also displaying that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Say, so you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS.com. Chuck, halftime here at Fort Loramie. And your report, providing the numbers and stats on this game at intermission, brought to you as always by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. It's the industry's clear choice. And Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple Building Excellence. Bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. 2-point lead for Fort Loramie here at the break, Chuck. How have the Redskins done it?
Well, they've shot the ball pretty well. Did a decent job on Stonebreaker. They did what they had to do. I mean, this is two pretty evenly matched teams. Going to come down to mistakes. Going to come down to making baskets. Loramie did not have an offensive rebound in the first half. 8 for the game. Versailles had 2 offensive rebounds, 12 total. The Tigers turned it over 5 times. The Redskins turned it 3. Both teams went to the free throw line 1 time, made it. Individual scoring for Versailles. Stonebreaker had 9. Barnes had 6. And they got 2 from Ruinkamp and 2 from Watrin. They scored 8 and 11. That's 19. Loramie had 10 from Caleb Maurer, 8 from Ryan Holscher, and 3 from Ethan Kaiser. They scored 11 and 10. And they lead it 21 to 19 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, the stats are every bit as even as the score on the board, 21-19 Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the help that Stonebreaker got, and he got a little more help, but Holster had a nice first half, and then Kaiser hit that 3 from the corner, but they have nothing on the inside yet.
It's going to be very interesting which team is able to create an offensive surge. Right now, I think 4 points, maybe 5 on one occasion, has been the biggest spread in this game. Loramie might have been up for a brief instant at 5. An 8-point lead in this contest will be huge.
It will be because, you know, in a game like this, each possession is magnified. So they need to take care of the basketball and score when they have chances.
And that is our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Versailles, Fort Loramie 21, the Tigers 19 at the halftime break. I kind of wish this were not a scoresbroadcast.com audio production, but a video production,
yeah,
because we've just been entertained by one heck of a halftime program turned in by the Pop Rocks, some 25 or more young ladies, one guy,
yep,
one young man included.
And he was terrific.
All kinds of dance routines with ropes, unbelievable jumping rope action. The young ladies twisted and contorted their bodies in every way imaginable and did it all to the beat of the music.
Well, I think that's the third or fourth time that we've seen them, and they are terrific every time you see them.
I tell you what, Chuck, when you need them is on the night of a bad basketball game.
Yeah, this has been a good one.
This is a good one. 21-19, Fort Loramie leads Versailles by 2. We've got about 2 minutes left before the start of our third quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway, giving you your very best do. Owner and stylist is Deb Gupo. Stylists are Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It is so popular, extremely well-liked and preferred in the West Central Ohio area. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Hey, Chuck, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? I'm sure you are.
Always.
The Anna Market can be at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. So dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. The Chairman's Reserve Meats, sold by the Anna Market, guarantee an extraordinary eating experience. Well, it's going to be possession arrow over sales starting the third quarter. Tightly played game. And no more than two possessions have separated these two clubs at any one time in this contest. It's got up to five at one point in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest lead for Versailles was at four. Versailles starts an offense, and it's clawed away by Fort Loramie. Down in the half court at the other end. Good theft. Quickly up the floor, Holscher into the paint area for Fort Loramie. Arches up a 10-foot floater. Long, no good. Rebound tapped out to Caleb Maurer, and he resets for the Redskins. Holscher's got it deep in the right corner.
That was a heck of an offensive rebound by Darren Eilerman.
Oh, it sure was. Darren gives it up to a teammate. It's a long one bombed up there by Logan Eilerman. A little too strong. Rebound down to Versailles. Tigers quickly down the floor. Griesdorn out of the left corner. Goes to the rim. He's hacked. Fouled and gets two. Good spurt to the basket by Griesdorn of Versailles, which can tie the game up right here. 21-19, Fort Loramie by two. A.J. Griesdorn at the stripe. 6'2" junior. Arches up the foul shot. Hit the flange and caromed away. Second shot by Griesdorn. Head coach Travis Swank of Versailles. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie are up, pacing in front of their benches. Second shot, Griesdorn. And it's got a little too much oomph on it as well. Hits the flange, comes out to Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Kaiser. Tigers missed an opportunity to even the score. Now Darren Eilerman straight away. He motions. Darren gives it up, gets it back. Now Ethan Kaiser outside the arc on the right. Played a minute 15. Nobody scored here in the second half. Ball thrown to the elbow on the left. It's handled there by Caleb Maurer. Back out to Holscher. He sizes up a three. It hits the back rim. No good. Rebound in the lane. Darren Eilerman up short, but a foul tipped on the wrist by Connor Stonebreaker.
Yeah, it's two offensive rebounds in a row for Darren Eilerman.
Yep, two really good ones. And he's there with a foul shot. Actually, two of them. Tagged on the wrist in the act of shooting, and he cans it. 22-19, Fort Loramie up three. Second shot, Darren Eilerman, one bounce. That one strong. Rebound to Griesdorn of Versailles. He romps up the floor in a hurry. Pulls up, top of the arc, gives it to Drake Arnes. Arnes motions. He instructs the attack. Starts down the left side, pivots, top of the circle. coming out to catch on the play as Watrin, stolen by Caleb Maurer. A bust out the other way. Caleb went up, I think, maybe to dunk it. Got a little nonchalant near the rim. Fine hustle play by Jace Watrin, who spoiled it from behind.
Watrin turned it on one end and then came back and made a nice defensive play at the other.
Uh-huh. Inbound, Caleb Maurer, thrown low on the right to Logan Eilerman. Shot blocked away by Versailles. Good inbound to free up Logan, but Connor Stonebreaker at 6'7 or 6'8 got a mitt on that ball.
Boy, he is just so mobile.
Here is a lot of activity below the basket. Bodies flying, and Connor Stonebreaker is ruled to have committed an offensive foul away from the action.
They called it on Arns.
Ooh, called it on Arns.
That's his second.
Stonebreaker's got how many? Just one?
He's only got three. Let me look up there just to see. Yeah, he's got one.
Double check. Well, we played 2 minutes plus here in the third quarter and not a field goal yet.
Yeah.
It was 21-19 Fort Loramie at the halftime break. It's 22-19 at the minute.
We need to get the Pop Rocks back out here to get the excitement up.
Right. They will infuse some energy, that's for sure. Foul line right. It's Caleb Maurer. Maurer tries to explode in the lane. Good defensive play by Versailles. Nicely done by Drake Arns. He gets a fist on the basketball. Causes a tie-up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
What a great first name, Drake.
I like it. That may increase in popularity over the next few years because of our conversation tonight.
In Versailles especially.
Ball lobbed in the lane to Caleb Maurer. He jumped, caught it, and circled the rim on a six-footer. Wouldn't go down. And then Versailles got a little too quick for its own good up the floor and pitched it out of bounds. Nobody can put it in the hole right now.
Nope. Kind of hit a little stagnant coming out of here in the third quarter.
5:20 left in the third. Fort Loramie up 3, 22-19. Caleb Maurer gives it up out back to Holscher. Holscher looks inside, goes to the elbow on the left. Now the foul stripe fades away, and his jump shot does everything but go in. It spun around like a top, went down below the orange, might have even flicked the net a little bit, and popped out. Versailles got the rebound. Tigers dribbling behind the back, trailing by three. It's Drake Arns. Finds Stonebreaker on the opposite side of the rim. A catch, a layup, 2 points. First field goal, second half, goes to Versailles. 22-21 Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer open, not guarded closely. And sets and shoots a three off to the left, a little short. Long rebound, Tigers. Down to Stonebreaker. Caleb may have taken that one a bit too early in the offense. Here's Drake Arns hitting Stonebreaker low on the left, off-balance fadeaway. Not good, but a foul. Is it when he received the ball or?
Yeah, it's going to be on the floor.
The official judged it was in advance of the shot attempt. Coming out, Logan Eilerman for Fort Loramie. The big 6'4 senior. Ball lobbed left corner to Jace Watrin. Watrin steps inside a defender and drains a 16-footer. And Versailles, with two buckets now in the last 30 seconds, is up by one, 23-22. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Kaiser. Here's Caleb Maurer, 4-4 Loramie. Gives it up deep left corner. The long three-ball shooter, Ethan Kaiser, is on the money. Long, high-arching floater. Quickly down the floor, Drake Arns. Arns is tied up. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Tigers get a timeout in the nick of time. 3:48 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 2, 25-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watch patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up two over Versailles, 25-23. We've had three buckets now in the third period. The goal seconds ago, the three by Ethan Kaiser. Fort Loramie's first. Versailles has had two. It was a 21-19 halftime lead for the Redskins. Dribbling 30 feet away, Drake Arnes for Versailles. Gives it up to Jace Watrin in the lane to Stonebreaker. Turnaround shot from 10 feet right down through the well. Good looking maneuver by Connor Stonebreaker.
Yeah, boy, that was he just squared up and dropped that. You're not going to block that. No way.
25 all. We're tied. Here's Holscher, top of the circle. Peels off a screen. Gives it to Caleb Maurer. Here comes the hedge by Versailles. Maurer goes right down the lane. Missed a floater right in front. Got the rebound back and left it short. Got the rebound again and scored. Caleb Maurer working overtime on the inside for the Redskins.
Quite the effort right there by the young man.
27-25. Here's a steal by Ratterman in midcourt for Fort Loramie. That was great. Feeds Holscher in the lane. One-hander on the move. No good. Rebounded by Versailles. Ratterman went flying off the court to make that interception and heaved it on the floor backhanded, but Fort Loramie could not convert. Two-point lead Redskins, 2:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball thrown to Watrin, baseline right. Connor Stonebreaker missed the five-footer, shot it too hard. Fort Loramie got the board. Caleb Maurer guns a three. Swish! Swish! Five-point lead Redskins. Time out called. 2:16 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, you better put Burke to work. That's Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E. Burke Petroleum in Minster, now serving all your propane needs. That's right, put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Here's Versailles after the timeout, inbounding in midcourt. Stolen by Kaiser. Kaiser darts down the floor, missed the shot, the rebound up and in. What a play. Spectacular move by Ryan Holscher in midair. He followed and batted that ball in off the glass. 7-point lead Fort Loramie. Stonebreaker comes back down the floor in a hurry. Nice into the lane. Leaves it for a teammate low on the right. And a little shot from 6 feet is dropped in by Jace Watrin. 7-point lead, sliced to five, just like that. Very needed retaliation there by Versailles as Fort Loramie had advanced the lead from 3-5-7. Here's a foul line jumper by Caleb Maurer. Got it! Maurer from 16.
He is one heck of a basketball player.
34-27. Fort Loramie's lead, the biggest of the game. Back up to seven. 7-point cushion. 1:12 to go in the third quarter. Here's Stonebreaker, baseline left. Botting up on him, Isaac Ratterman. Ball thrown on the arc. It's handled there by Watrin. He goes opposite to Arnes. Arnes motions. He's doubled at the moment. Fort Loramie hedges. Ball thrown into the lane. Then fed into the right corner to a teammate for the Tigers who's left open. It's Lucas Stammen who hits a three. He was just an inch behind the line. Big counter by the Tigers.
I think they'll let him shoot that.
34 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Clutch bucket by Stammen of Versailles. Fort Loramie's ahead by four, 34-30. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Caleb Maurer dribbling patiently near midcourt. Bouncing it up and down on the floor at the moment. 12, 11, now the motion starts. Let's see who comes out to check Maurer. Here comes a double team. Caleb 30 feet away, 20 feet away, 2 seconds left. Long three-point shot before Gormley. In and out. Oh, a tough break. Ball was given up to Austin Plyman. He let it fly. 25-footer was dead on. It rimmed, hit the backboard, rimmed again, and fell away. 34-30, Fort Loramie over Versailles after three. Great game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, are you looking for a job, a career, looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Here's Versailles starting the fourth quarter, going back door. Connor Stonebreaker misses a dunk, hangs on the rim. Think that could have been called. Loose ball rebound to Versailles, then a bad pass. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Kaiser, shot fake, goes to the rim from the right corner, left it short. Versailles has the rebound. Long lead out down the floor. Tigers get a bunny at the other end. Chase Watron was snowbirding, and he scored the two-pointer to make it 34-32. Fort Loramie up a bucket. 7:18 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie led a couple of times by seven late in the third. Here is Logan Eilerman. Straight away, Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser picked up on the arc on the play by Watron. Now to Holscher. Eilerman. Kaiser 25 feet out. Scoots into the lane. Oh, looked like he traveled. No call. Now Darren Eilerman. Near side, Caleb Maurer. Maurer goes to the elbow. Foul line. Below the stripe. To the rack. Left-handed shot. Good. But discounted. On the way to the hoop, he got a nudge.
Should be able to decline that and kick the basket.
Accept the 2 points and say no to the infraction. Foul called, common. Loramie inbounds below the rim, goes to Holscher on the arc. Spins to the elbow. Gives it up on the play to Darren Eilerman. Oh, he might have double dribbled.
No, he dropped it.
Okay, Versailles Tigers crowd wanted a turnover call.
Because they don't know the drop compared to the double dribble.
Here's Maurer, top of the circle, gives it to Kaiser. 6:25 to go in the game. 34-32 Fort Loramie. Last 5 points have been scored by the Tigers. Here's Kaiser squeezing his way down the right side of the lane. Puts it up from six. It's blocked. He gets it back. Sends it to Caleb Maurer on the arc. He goes into the paint area. Fall away 12-footer. Hit the flange. And it's slapped out of bounds by the Tigers. A long offensive sequence here for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Loramie needs to score, I think, on this possession. It's starting to slide a little bit on him.
Yep. Inbounds Caleb Maurer. Baseline left to Holscher. On the arc to Eilerman. Back to Holscher. Open look. Shot fake. Doesn't let it go. Now Darren Eilerman. Now Caleb Maurer. 25 feet away. Baseline right. He's got a good drive to the rim. Left it short. Rebound Versailles. 5:51 left in the game. Tigers down two. Caleb Maurer's shooting percentage not good tonight. He's been challenged. Oh, here's good action on the inside by Versailles. 1-2 passes, a third one to Stonebreaker. And his shot is partially blocked. Riesdorn tried to stick it in. It's blocked. Out of bounds. Fort Loramie says it hit the shoulder of a Tiger player, but Versailles lobs in. Stonebreaker in the lane, catches, falls away as he caught it, triggered up a shot. He's got two free throws coming. That's a set play out of bounds that I'm sure Versailles elects to go with a couple times a game.
I would hope so.
Stonebreaker at the stripe. Two free throws here will not be count. He's got it. 34-33. Fort Loramie up one. 5:39 left, fourth quarter.
His mom was one heck of a post player for the Versailles Tiger, Lady Tigers back in the day.
Yep.
He gets it naturally.
Jackie Ratterman. Connor Stonebreaker pops it in. Each free throw dead center. Seven straight points by Versailles. Fort Loramie's not scored now in nearly 4 minutes.
No, they haven't looked good offensively, not scoring.
Maurer to Holscher at the Redskins logo. Hand off to Ethan Kaiser. An attempted steal. Oh, Kaiser nearly walked. Gave it up. Got it back. Layup is good. Assist Caleb Maurer. Kaiser on the finish. Good two-man game. Right side of the court. 36-34. Fort Loramie up by two. 5:08 to go. Fourth quarter. On the dribble, Drake Arnes. Gives it up down in the right corner to Lucas Stammen, rotated near side to Watrin. Hit the elbow on the left, it's Stonebreaker. Muscles into the lane, hook shot wide. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cherry picking Kaiser. Layup is in! Kaiser a couple goals in succession. Redskins up four. 4:48 left in the game. 38-34 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
That's Chuck right on cue as you were encouraging Fort Loramie for a better offensive possession. The Redskins responded.
Yeah, they ran one, and Kaiser got down, got the floor, let the defense fly past him, laid it in. He's got all 4 points here in the fourth quarter.
38-34. Fort Loramie has the edge. 4:48 left to go here in this game. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville 2. 418 South Broadway in Greenville. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Get all your winterizing needs at Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Big percentage off DeWalt Power Tools, solid wood raised panel cabinets, plus beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Like the hardware stores on Facebook, tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Greenville and Jackson Center Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. You're right. Brick House Eatery, from hardware to hard-to-beat good food. Brick House offers luncheon specials from 10:45 to 2, evening meals from 4 to 8. Here's Versailles after Fort Loramie knocked it out of bounds. Tigers, job well done. Ball goes to Stonebreaker, 3 feet away, low on the right.
Well, they ran the inbounds play back screen for him. The inbounds pass hit the rim, and he ran out and got it, and then took it back in and scored the basket.
Well done by Stonebreaker. 2-point lead for Versailles. Oh, here's a nifty, herky-jerky move in the lane by Caleb Maurer. His five-footer straight away, swish. Big counter by Fort Loramie, which leads by four again.
Caleb's got his average, 19.
It's getting late. 3:40 to go in the fourth. Versailles on the attack to her left. Foul away from the ball against the Redskins. It's common. Fort Loramie's now picked up five. Versailles three. 3:39 left to go in this game. It's going to be a thriller right down to the wire. Versailles inbounding. 5 second count is on. Ball thrown to Watrin, deep right corner. Hand off behind him. Gives it up to Drake Arnes. Arnes on the left-hand dribble. Elbow on the left. Hands to Griesdorn. Foul line. Wants to drive. Bullies his way into the lane. Shot blocked on the play by Holscher. Griesdorn gets it back. Feeds Connor Stonebreaker. Turnaround six-footer wide to the left. Stick back. Arnes no good. Rebound out of bounds. Fort Loramie. One heck of a defensive possession by the Redskins.
Yeah, they did a nice job. Never did pull a rebound, but it knocked out of bounds.
Well, Versailles came up with no points there, and we're down to 3:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie possesses a four-point cushion. Stretch run of this game. Valuable possession for the Redskins right here. Kaiser starts down the left side, circles back out, goes to Caleb Maurer. Wants Holscher, back door not open. Caleb into the lane. Stonebreaker picks him up. He gets it out of there to Kaiser. 2:45 to go in the game. Fort Loramie clings to the four-point lead, 40-36. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ratterman. Hands off on the play to Holscher. Holscher, woo, nearly stolen. Eilerman's got it. Here comes the Versailles hedge. Now Ratterman, and head coach Corey Britton takes a timeout with 2.5 to go here in the fourth. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Kohlhaas and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Mike Kohlhaas at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Well, we're turning the final corner on this game. Last 2.5 minutes. Fort Loramie enters the ball, far side of the floor, up 4, 40-36. It goes to the left of the timeline to Caleb Maurer, who steps across it. He's at the head of the key. Redskins cleared out for him momentarily. He didn't drive it. Weave is on. Kaiser, Holscher, over Sales. Thought it had the steal in the person of Drake Arnes. He's called for a tag on the wrist, and boy, it was ticky-tacky.
It was, compared to some of the other things that have been called, yeah, that was a little ticky-tack.
Yep. Kaiser inbounding. He throws to Eilerman in the Redskins logo, way outside in the half court. Comes back to Holscher. Fort Loramie being careful with the ball. Caleb Maurer being doubled. Versailles not letting Maurer get it. It comes to Kaiser. Kaiser could get trapped at side court. Gives it up to a teammate. Stolen. Taken away by Versailles. It's Joe Ruhenkamp darting down the floor right in front of the Versailles bench. But he ran out of room, yep, and stepped out of bounds.
He stepped out. That was a very, very shaky possession by Fort Loramie.
Was it ever.
They almost need to get the ball in Maurer's hands and everybody get out of the way.
Minute 54 to go. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie, 40-36. Redskins led by 7 twice late in the third. Versailles pulled even at 34. Fort Loramie scored 4 of the last 6 points. Couple of big buckets, drive to the rim by Ethan Kaiser. Here is Holscher at side court after Versailles knocked it out. Goes to Kaiser in the right corner. Here comes the double team. Back to Holscher in the lane. Follow a 12-footer. Way short. Oh, and a rebound. Offensive board by Ratterman. Great play. That's why Isaac is so useful. Fine rebounder. Big body. Minute 35 to go. Logan Eilerman on the weave to Caleb Maurer. Here comes Stonebreaker with an elbow. Common foul. Redskins will throw it in.
That's only the 5th. They got one more to give.
And Versailles needs to foul twice before the Redskins go to the stripe. 92 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie hanging on to a precarious 4-point lead, 40-36. Here at midcourt, Caleb Maurer. Picked up on the play by Ruhenkamp. Maurer 6-1, Ruhenkamp 6-4. Ball dealt to Holscher. Coming out to Hedges, Stonebreaker. Holscher's doubled. Gives it up to Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp timeline fouled. 1:14 left. A.J. Griesdorn picked it up. That is the team's sixth. It is a cat-and-mouse game. Fort Loramie very successfully working the clock down while not scoring. The lead remains 4. 1:10 to go. Inbounded to Caleb Maurer in backcourt against Ruhenkamp. Caleb drives top of the circle. Foul line. Veers off to the left. Gives it up to Kaiser. Back to Caleb. Maurer near midcourt. 1 minute to go. He drives on Stonebreaker. Baseline left below the rim. Fires into the right corner. Intended for Kaiser. Deflected out of bounds. Clearly by Versailles. Oh, the referees look at each other and blow the call. Badly missed.
Wow.
Big time swat out of bounds by the Versailles Tigers. That's a shame. Everybody in the gym, all 1,500 folks, saw the right call. The three on the floor blew it, and Versailles now down 4, gets a gift possession. 45 seconds to go in the game. Here's Watrin, baseline left. Throws into the lane for Stonebreaker. Loose ball, picked off by Kaiser. Down to Caleb Maurer. Great feed to Hosher. Lay up, got it. What a play. Fine find by Caleb Maurer, and the advantage is 6. Sometimes karma takes place.
Yeah.
Here is Stonebreaker getting the ball in the right corner. Fading away, shooting it from three-point land. Way short. Rebound, push-off foul against Versailles. 80 feet from the basket. We're all the way down to 16.9 to go. And Fort Loramie up by 6 will shoot the 1-1.
First one's important. They get this one, they got the 7-point lead.
Well,
then it takes 2 threes to cut it to 1.
It's not been real artistic at the offensive end. Redskins have scored just enough points to hang on to the slim advantage, but Fort Loramie's defense at the other end,
boy,
especially here in this second half, has been mighty good.
Really, really physical game by both teams.
Yep. 16.9 to go. Fort Loramie in the lead by 6. 42-36. We'll keep it right here as we wind down our broadcast here tonight. It has been a great day of high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls broke open a tight game at the half this afternoon and defeated Versailles 61-33. Tonight, a 6-pointer, 16.9 left. Fort Loramie on top, Redskins at the strike. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged for you by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. 1-1, Ethan Kaiser, shot no good, around and out. Offensive rebound by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. He's had some big ones in this game. Foul Versailles once again.
He's had 3 big rebounds in the fourth quarter.
And Isaac Ratterman had 1 a moment ago on a missed foul shot. And Caleb Maurer, the last man for Fort Loramie to be fouled, he whiffs on the free throw, way short. 9 seconds left. Here comes Versailles, forecourt right. Long, high-arching 3. It is off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long lead out the other way. Caleb Maurer to the rack, no good. Or maybe it did go in, but it was late.
Didn't count. Yeah, it was
and
late.
The ball game ends with Fort Loramie winning at the 6, 42-36 over Versailles. It was a big-time defensive struggle tonight. Very physical, as Chuck noted, late in the fourth quarter. Bodies on bodies all evening long. Boy, it took strength and courage to play this game tonight. But Fort Loramie's defense in the second half was really good, and that paved the way for the tight Fort Loramie win over Versailles by a score of 42-36. In the last 11 meetings, Versailles has won 7. Fort Loramie has now won 4. Redskins won 2 years ago here. Last season, Versailles was victorious in the Tigers' old high school gym on Throwback Night. Hey, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses for you that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride at Dickman in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation and reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Chuck, Fort Loramie Redskins victorious, advancing to 4-2 on the year, beating rival Versailles tonight by 6 points, and it was one heck of a defensive game this evening.
Yeah, it was a struggle offensively, but that's because the defenses were both so good. Versailles had a 24-20 rebounding advantage. Loramie, who had no offensive rebounds in the first half, ended up with 6, 3 of them in the fourth quarter.
They were big.
2 of 5 from the free throw line, including missing the front end of 2 1-and-1s in the fourth quarter. That scares you a little bit for Loramie on the other side. Versailles was 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Stonebreaker, 17 for Versailles. He had a terrific night.
Studebaker is about that big.
Studebaker, yeah, they don't shoot as well, though. Yeah, I know. That's why we're getting to go home early, Joey.
Boy, 10 foul shots the whole game.
Yeah, 5 and 5. 19 points for Maurer. 12 points for Holscher and 10 points for Ethan Kaiser. I can't split them, so the 3 of them are going to have to split a sandwich at Clancy's.
Okay.
Stonebreaker on the other side for Versailles. And I think if you take a look at it, Maurer got his average. Stonebreaker was 9 points below his average, and Loramie won by 6.
There you go. And the theme of this game, the officials let them play.
They did, and I thought they did a pretty nice job.
Yep, only 10 free throws shot the entire night, as Chuck noted, 5 each way. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, sponsoring our stars of this game. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is
pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to Bryant Billing, who filled in for me four games in the past couple of weeks. Chuck and Bryant were on the air. Just heard from Bryant. He did not go to the Roushey-Troy Christian game. Very icy weather. There is some snow accumulation. Be careful. Roushey was up by 10 at the half over Troy Christian. Pulled away, leads by 20-plus now late in the contest. So Roushey disposing of Troy Christian. Raiders, boy, that is a real tough Division IV high school basketball team.
Oh, they go eight or nine deep, and like you said last night, they lose nothing when they sub.
Right, right. They've got even more height coming in off the bench.
Yep. They've got good size, good shooters, play good defense, well-coached, good combination.
How about this Fort Loramie team tonight, Chuck? Sluggish occasionally. You got to consider the opponent. Versailles with Stonebreaker in the middle. Very physical game, but Fort Loramie found a way to win. Defense a little better than Versailles' defense in the end of this game. Fort Loramie, once it gets its injury situation straightened out, Aiden Warman will come back. That's one more body. Isaac Ratterman able to go on that knee. He contributed. This team's going to be just fine and a heck of a lot better and stronger in another month, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to be a huge scoring team.
Right.
But they play terrific defense and, again, well-coached, and they do what they're taught. And that's why they're successful.
Fort Loramie boys now with four victories over New Knoxville. Fort Recovery, Fairlawn tonight over Versailles. A loss to Jackson Center. Next game for the Fort Loramie boys is on Tuesday here against St. Henry. And next Friday, the Redskins play at Houston. We might note once again that head coach Carla Siegel of the girls program shoots for win number 500 this coming Thursday against the Houston Wildcats. We have a tentative plan to cover the Lehman boys on Tuesday night. That could change. A lot can happen in the next 2 days. Lehman hosts Covington on Tuesday night. Game time about 7:15. Airtime long about 6:45. On Wednesday evening, we plan to be at Tippecanoe. Sydney girls against Tip. Should be a fine contest again. Airtime around 6:45. Tip at 7:15. Don't forget, 1 week from tonight, Chuck, we've got a big game in the Shelby County League. If Botkins travels to Roushey.
Yep, that'll be, it's 2 days before Christmas. Just be a nice atmosphere.
Weather, it's not supposed to fare very well for us in terms of the weather at the end of this week.
Right, yeah, it's going to be cold, and then there is a chance of some snow coming in, so.
Fort Loramie girls victorious 61-33 this afternoon, and the Fort Loramie boys win it by 6, the varsity tilt tonight over the Versailles Tigers. 7-point game twice late in the third. Versailles came back to the Tigers' credit, got it evened up early in the fourth, and Fort Loramie was able to take what? The Redskins evaporated two and a half minutes off the clock with a game of keep away?
Yeah, because of that and the fact that they only had three fouls, so
right.
They had to foul three times before they could send them to the free throw line on the fourth foul.
And that was the story of this fourth quarter. So many thanks to our online listeners via scoresbroadcast.com. Big doubleheader day today here at Fort Loramie. Glad you could join us. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until our next broadcast on Tuesday night, It's tentative. It's from Lehman. Airtime about 6:45. Until then, Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you here from ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.